It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the After Show podcast.
Here we go. Podcast time.
Hot, sexy, moist podcast coming your way. Jesus, man. Of course, as always, your hot, sexy, moist podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They're here serving you, man. If you got to get your motorcycle worked on, don't be a damn fool. Take it over to Gilson Cycle.
Stop being a damn fool.
269-876-0882. And find them on Facebook as well. Gilson Cycle. Oh, blah, blah, blah. We were talking about dreams, and I was like, oh, let's save that for the podcast, because, dude, dreams, you know, I feel like I've been having more because of my midday naps. My schedule's pretty basic. You know, I'm up at 5 usually. I work until...
Basic bitch.
Yeah, a little basic bitch. You know, work till 10:30, 11-ish, eat something, and then I'm usually like, all right, I'm going to take a half hour, 45-minute nap. Sometimes it turns into an hour, whatever, and then I finish my
2 hours.
2 hours, you know. I force myself up. If I get past like an hour and 15, I'm like, get your ass up or you're not going to sleep tonight. So, but what's weird is because, you know, after the show and... There's people may be like, really, you're like tired after doing the show. By the time we're done talking, like mentally, I'm pretty drained by the end of everything that I do.
Yeah, it's part of it's because this damn podcast we're doing right now.
Yeah.
My brain is what, 29%? I just checked it.
Yeah, 29. So usually when I do sleep, I fall asleep fast and hard. And that gets me down into that REM sleep really, really quick. So I've been noticing, one, some reoccurring dreams, like a couple that have like some similarities to them. And then also, for like the first time ever in my life, I've had sleep paralysis, which is where like, you know, like, ah, shit, dude, so there's something going on. I need to wake up, and you can't wake up. And it's weird, dude.
Can you talk to yourself in your sleep? Like, I don't think I can't control it.
I can't
control anything.
No.
But like I know what's going on, and like
I know, like I said, that sleep paralysis, like I can tell, like I need to get up, like get up. You're having like you're telling your body to wake up. But yeah, I wouldn't say I have like any like Inception style like controlling my dreams.
It's like a crazy movie that you can't just walk out of the theater. You know, you got to shake your. It's weird. It's a weird thing. The sleep paralysis, when you get in that REM sleep, that's when it. See, I don't get it at night. I don't get it at night anymore.
No. Yeah, I can't remember the last time, like, real elaborate dream I've had at night. Or, like, we do. You're always dreaming. It's just remembering it. It's just those naps when I fall, like, I'm right there. Like, it's like you fall right back into the dream. And, yeah, dude, it's fucking weird, hey,
listen,
man.
I think I've told you this one before, and we might have talked about it once before, but I had this dream one time, and, I never want to have this dream again. It's not a repetitive dream, so it's kind of out of context here. But it's kind of in context by what REM sleep does to you. It makes you feel like it's fucking real.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's really happening. And you wake up even when you. So I had this dream that my buddy murdered somebody. And I ended up with the body, dude. And I had to dispose of it. So, like, I don't know. I think I had it in my basement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember like sitting there, like contemplating the whole thing, like everything happened, dude, like in your sleep, that shit just happened. And I remember in my dream, I'm sitting there like with my face in my hands, just like thinking like hard, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, morally, like I'm messed up. My brain's messed up. Dude, this is happening in my dream. This is really happening. And I even woke up out of the dream. I remember like I grabbed it and I was going to go take it and put it somewhere like in the crawl space. I think that's what it was. Of course, it's the crawl space.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember waking up at that point. But, dude, for like the next hour, like I was like pacing around my house like I just buried a body.
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
yeah, you
like changed my life for like 2 hours.
You feel bad, like, and there's times where it almost takes you a minute to like realize that. Oh, thank God, that was just a dream. I really didn't do that terrible thing. You know what I mean?
And immediately you have to tell somebody. Like, who can I text? Who can I like? Now I have a wife, so I can just listen to this. She always looks at me like, dude, you're crazy.
Yeah,
but that's a weird thing too.
As soon as you said that, talking to your wife, I had a dream that again when I was taking a nap. where I was like choking Kiki, like straight up like choking her.
Jesus.
Like it was like she did something and like I don't know what, but it was like I was, I'm like, I feel bad. Like, I mean,
are you
going
to murder somebody?
I don't know, but isn't that weird? Like, it was like, I was straight up like, and it was like kind of like one of those where it's like, I wasn't trying to kill her, but I was like trying to like yeah. show her that, like, look, I can fucking kill you if you don't shape up. Like, dude. Yeah. And I woke up like, oh my God, what did I do? Kiki, are you okay? Yeah. Did I kill you?
You know, it's one of those. Like, he's being really nice to me.
Yeah.
You know,
because I just tried to murder you in my sleep.
No, it's the same thing when like Kiki had, didn't she have a dream or something? Like she was, what was it? There's like another, what was that? Was it you had a dream or she had a dream where like she was with a dude or something? And
it was something like
no,
that.
No, she was mad at you. She was mad at you because you cheated on her. In her dream. That's
oh yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yep.
It's like, come on.
Jokes on her. It was real life. Well, and see now, I actually looked up, you know, like facts, like dream facts, because even what's crazy with all this stuff that has been done on dreams, we still actually really don't know that much about them. So here, scientists disagree about the meaning of dreams. Some people say dreams mean nothing. Some people think that it's just, you know, your brain trying to stay stimulated. Some people say it has value. Some people think it's a kind of therapy when we're down. What the hell?
It's weird that, like, every animal dreams. Like, everything dreams.
Yeah, yeah, everything
that,
does.
I'm going to bring the octopus up again, dude. There's a video of an octopus out there that just came out. And it's a video of the octopus dreaming, and he's changing colors by the second. Like, boom, red, green. It's a crazy-looking octopus, but it's just weird. Like, that's kind of how I feel in my dream, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so weird when you really try and break down what's going on, because here we are. We're conscious all day, right? We're thinking. Our brain is firing, just boom, boom, boom. And then we go to bed and you're like, all right, I'm shutting down. I need to sleep. But then your body's like, no, our brain is always constantly working. But why? And again, going to evolutionarily speaking, whatever you believe, whether you believe you were created or we evolved, either way, whether we were created or evolved, why is there dreaming? Why is there? Don't you think that, like, when you know, like, there, why doesn't our brain just go to a point where it's like, all right, I got to keep the organs going, make sure that the guy's breathing, but we don't need to be making up stories in there. Like, what is the point? Oh, dude, it's
like you can't ask it. You have no control. People have, you know, people hooked machines up to the brain to try to figure. Nobody knows. It's just like death. Nobody really knows.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's ever gonna find out either, really. You know, have you ever woken up from a dream? You're like, what the was that all about?
Oh, dude,
like,
all the time.
I never thought of that before in my life. And, dude, what the hell is going on? What's going on? I had this dream one time, dude, totally random. I was in my parents' yard, just playing around, doing my own thing. And a robin, you know, the state bird, robin, landed in the yard. Except this robin was the size of the Titanic. And I remember looking over my shoulder because I heard something land and like one of those, like, dude, I like had a heart attack in my dream. And like, I woke up right at that point, like my heart just sweating. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Dude, I've woken up terrified from dreams before. Like, oh my God, what was that?
And like, it's embarrassing telling these dreams because like, nobody's experienced it, you know, like you were set back by it. Every time you try to explain a dream to somebody, they're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, weirdo. What a weirdo.
Like, dude, no, I'm telling you.
And even think about, like, dude, think about wet dreams. You can literally dream so hard you can jizz your pants. Like, what? Like, your body. Like, think about it, man.
It's pretty wild.
You can dream so realistically that you just straight up shoot a Spider-Man load in your shorts. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And you know, blind people dream.
That's crazy.
Like,
too.
What?
How do they dream? What do they think about?
Yeah.
Here. I just remember this, Brock. In my phone, this is from back in like 2013. There was a point in my life where I would dream at night, because I was dreaming at night at that point. I'd roll over and I'd talk into my phone. I'd do the voice to text thing. And then I would wake up and read it. So I'm going to read you just a couple of these, dude. This is crazy. Going to Discovery Zone with a bunch of friends from high school, Freer and I rollerblading, huge buses full of kids eating Pizza Hut breadsticks, guy setting up for a concert with massive speakers asked for my help.
What?
Right. That's what I didn't even remember saying that into my phone. That's what's crazy about these. Here's another one. Parents were having a huge party with a bunch of my friends were over, having a huge fire by the garage. All of a sudden, we hear something in the woods that kind of sounded like a bird, but at the time, it would sound like it was speaking English. So there was, I do remember this dream. There was a bird in the tree, and it was fucking with us, and it was speaking English, but sounded like, We're like,
hello.
That bird just, it was like saying words. It was freaking us out.
Dude.
Listen, here's another one. There was a huge panther that jumped through the bedroom window and was messing around with Ginger, which is the cat I had at the time, and was trying to, and Ginger and I was trying to get the panther back outside. Ginger snatched the panther up by the neck. That was
what?
That's it.
That's, dude, that's so crazy, man.
They're like incomplete sentences, though, because I'm just like, I'm just talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even awake.
I've had a recurring one. I've probably had it, and maybe more, but where I get attacked by a bear. I've thought about that one.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Like, and it's seriously like, and that's what I'm talking about, that sleep paralysis where like I'm trying everything I can to get away from this bear, and I've been attacked. Mm-hmm. That's happened. I've had that dream a handful of times, I'm pretty sure.
Does he ever get you in the neck?
Right in the neck. Well, no, because it's like one of those where it's like, the bear's got me, and like I'm trying to get up and like waking up, and like I almost kick myself awake. Dude, it's weird, man.
I'm just reading some of these, dude. Oh, man. I can't even read some of these. They don't even make sense.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of what it is. Like, you tell somebody a dream, and it just doesn't make sense to anybody.
No. It's and even to you. Like, but the other thing, I'm a firm believer that everything in your brain, like, we don't understand how much information we take in without even realizing it. Like, whether you just got the TV on in the background or you hear someone say something in a conversation. The other thing they say, too, is that every face you see in your dream is a face you've seen in real life. Like, your brain is not just making up faces. So, in my mind, I really do just think it's the brain, but what I don't understand is why it's doing that while you're sleeping. Why part of your brain feels it's necessary to keep firing in a certain way, to make up these crazy stories that are in there. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if it's to keep us alert while we're sleeping, to keep the brain strong. It's so weird to me, man. It's so weird to me. And you and I, we can kind of, we've realized that dreams are weird. You and I have talked about this before, too. If they ever make a machine that records your dreams and you can watch them back, that would be the coolest fucking thing in the world.
That's a life-changing. Yep. That's a life-changing event right there.
Yep.
Let me read you one more, dude. This one's kind of funny. CJ Andrew and I, which is my cousin, my brother CJ. CJ Andrew and I were at a professional golf tournament in Ohio watching Tiger Woods. He got to one hole, and we were right next to him, and he started yelling at us for moving within his sight. Then we started talking to him about how bad he has been playing lately, and he completely broke down and started crying. We made Tiger Woods cry in my dream. He started giving us hugs and talking to us about life and why he's – this is in the middle of a fucking tournament. Started talking to us about life and why he's been playing so badly. He showed a certain interest in CJ and wanted CJ to start playing with him after the long talk on the 14th hole at this major.
Dude, that's hilarious, man. That is hilarious.
What is that, dude?
Yep.
Dreams are crazy.
But you know, you maybe watched like an interview with Tiger Woods. It was probably going on when all that shit was happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? It was probably, I think it was in like 2013 when he was playing bad.
Yeah.
It's funny. Wow.
Yep. Dude, it's weird. Dude, dreams are fucking weird, dude. That's what we can chalk it up to. Mm-hmm. Just fucking weird.
You know what? Another thing, too, I heard lately is if people who smoke pot don't dream as much.
Yeah. Maybe it shuts down. Well, here's the thing. They're still dreaming. It's just maybe they don't remember them as much.
Maybe that's it.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah,
so dumb when you go to sleep.
No, it's so baked, man. I don't remember anything, man. It's crazy, man. Yeah, man. What would be great though is it would be super cool if we could see our dreams, like actually see them. So,
dude.
And I don't have the time and patience to try and start, you know, controlling my dreams. So,
yeah. What if you could control them? Dude, that's
and you
that's
can. Where... There's people that can. What's that called?
That's like the game. That's like the movie Gamer almost.
Yeah.
Like if you could control your dreams, you could just go into your dream and do anything you want.
I know it's when you get into REM Street, but it's called something when you can control your
I don't know.
God damn it.
Like you can't. Nobody can fully control.
Called when
nobody's
you
going into
control.
That world. That's
lucid dreaming is when you're aware that you're dreaming. You're able to recognize your thoughts and emotions as dreams happen. Sometimes you can control the lucid dreams.
Wow. Like, I wonder how much control. You can't have too much control in your dreams. There's no way that you can just be like, could you imagine that?
Yeah, I don't think you can, like, full on do it, but, it's here.
Like
lucid
dream tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to, like, 2001, and Cindy Crawford and I are going to go out to dinner.
I think it's more of you realize, so at a point, you're dreaming, and then all of a sudden you realize you are, and then you can control that. It's not like you can go to bed and say, all right, I'm dreaming about this tonight. It's at a point, maybe, I honestly don't know. Let's see. You're able to recognize your thoughts and emotions that sometimes you control. Sometimes you can control the lucid dream. You're able to change the people, environment, and storyline. This type of dream could potentially reduce nightmares and anxiety.
I wonder if people that have phobia. Listen to this. I wonder if people have phobias, like legit full blown. Like I'm scared of, you know, whatever, snakes, or some people have weird phobias, but like cannot not dream about the phobia.
Yeah.
So every time they go to sleep, they like they're like scared to dream about it, but their brain is just like, no.
Here, this is what they say to get more REM sleep, to increase lucid dreaming, follow a sleep schedule, exercise daily, avoid electronics before bed, create a relaxing sleep environment, avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed. You know, all that stuff, that's why, too, when I sleep in the afternoon, when I take a nap, you know, I'm not usually scrolling on my phone. I got the fan on me. I'm nice and relaxed.
Go through that list one more time.
Follow a sleep schedule. Exercise daily, avoid electronics, create relaxing sleep environment, avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed.
Dude, I do like the exact opposite.
You do the exact opposite every night. Your sleep schedule is fucked, bro.
Well, it is. Ours is, though. It's different than everybody else's.
Yep. But yeah, I think, all those things, though,
definitely enjoy a drink before bed.
I'm not having caffeine or alcohol in the middle of the day during the work week. You know, I usually have I'm nice and full from lunch, so I'm sleepy. You know, it's nice and relaxing.
Dude, Brock, that Jack and diet, you know, that you drink before bed, that's got caffeine in it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about during the day, though. That's why most of my dreams, my like crazy lucid dreams are during the day when I really remember them, you know?
Yeah.
Like that choking dream was during the day. Like I woke up 1 o'clock in the afternoon like, holy shit, I just murdered my wife. Yeah.
Do you remember how hard you used to sleep after wrestling practice?
Oh, dude. Like,
I mean, that was the hardest I slept in my life.
Granted, it's usually because I just got done, you know, whacking it at home like 3 times in a row, so I was just wiped out.
Dude, we used to, we would drop pounds at wrestling practice. There was one time I got home from wrestling practice. It was like, it was probably like 5 o'clock. Just literally walked in, couldn't even take a shower. Just boom, passed out.
Pussy.
Woke up at 7:30. So it was like 2.5 hour nap. And I thought it was 7:30 in the morning. So I got up, took a shower. That's how hard I slept. And I woke up like in a daze, just like, oh shit, I got to get to school. Took a shower, got all ready, got the backpack, just like hauling ass out of the door. And like both my parents were up watching TV.
Yep.
Like, am I getting a talk? Am I getting talked to or something? And like, I just had this look of confusion on my face. You know, I'm still like sleeping at this point too. You know, I'm still tired. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to school. Just like, idiot. Just go back.
Go back to
like, oh, it's 7:30 at night.
Thank God. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Well, everyone, be careful in your dreams. You know, don't murder anybody in your dreams. If you do.
you can't choose it, though, dude. It's not like you have a choice.
That's true. Just dream about banging aliens. That's what I dream about all the time. I don't know.
See, here's what you need to be careful. God.
What?
Always the aliens.
Yeah, always.
Here's the thing. If you dream about murdering somebody and you get up and you're like, Yeah. Then that's when you need to start questioning yourself.
Like, God, that was a good dream.
Look because it's supposed to be fucking terrifying. Yeah.
I had a wet dream about murdering someone. It was great.
you need to go get looked at.
Murder was so good, I jizzed my pants.
Ah.
All right.
Weird guy.
On that note, let's wrap it up there. That's been your after show podcast, all about crazy ass dreams, man. Of course, your after show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, and we'll hear a word from our sponsor right now. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.